All right, dusting off the old radio chops, it's Tyler Russell and Monica Russell.
And Monica McCusker. Hello, everyone.
We're back. This in a while, so we'll see if I remember how. Lily is here making her radio debut. Baby girl, come say hi. Come here. This is gonna be the dead air part of the show. Say hi. Yeah, well, we have a full hour to get her to do that.
Man, if anyone's met her on the street, she'll talk to anyone. All of a sudden, she's microphone shy.
Yeah. Well, this is KX Takeover. It's a legendary week here at KXFM 104.7. If you don't know, I am the founder of this intrepid radio station. And Ooh. Monica and I don't technically work here anymore. I do sort of, but not really. Mm-hmm. And
I do not.
She definitely does not. We're invited back as guests, which is flattering and cool
it
to
is.
See something that you imagined grow to a place where you're no longer running it, but instead just contributing to it like another member of the general public. It feels pretty awesome.
It feels really good. Yeah, it's good to be back. And it's so awesome to see everyone who's in leadership now just really take off. And it's been a great week so far.
Do you want to let everybody know what our plan is this hour? And then we'll get to our first song.
Okay, so we've done KX Takeover together for a few years. And some of our themes have been some of the great shows we've seen together. One year it was like the history of KX through song. This year we wanted to make tribute and or mention of some of the major accomplishments the radio station has done or has done for the community. And so I think we're going to try to do that with song and a couple of stories and then just kind of see where it goes from there. I don't know.
Yeah, kind of major accomplishments, moments, events that define the radio station's history by way of stories from us, because I've seen it all, and by way of songs that we chose. So here's the first one without further ado. 2011 it was. And the radio station was just a little shining dream in my eye and my dad's eye. And we went through all the trouble to get the radio station approved. And I always joke about this, but getting FCC approval, which is like the federal government, took about 3 months. But getting City of Laguna Beach approval took about 2 years, which if you've dealt with the city, you also think that's funny.
Yeah, that's right.
So we finally made it in front of Planning Commission. You know, after all of this strife and dealing with the antenna height and the building and the fact that there wasn't really a use for this type of thing ever. No one had done this before. So it was just, you know, groundbreaking stuff. And we made it to Planning Commission and we were on the consent calendar, which means that typically they just vote to approve it and you move on and then you get your thing. But people can pull items from the consent calendar to discuss them. And I was warned, you do not want to get pulled from the consent calendar because that means they have some issues. So lo and behold, we're the only item that gets pulled from the consent calendar by Planning Commissioner Rob Zerschmidt at the time.
Okay, who was later, he became a council member.
Later became a councilman. And his entire purpose of pulling us from the consent calendar was to just say hi to me, find out who I was, and tell me he would approve the radio station on one condition if we played Steppenwolf. So I said yes.
Shocked and awed and said, absolutely.
And here we are 10 years later playing Steppenwolf for Rob. Monica has music ADD, so you're only going to get 2 minutes of most songs.
Yeah, you still want to ask Alyssa for a show on the radio, on the station, and it's going to be called a minute 30.
Minute 30. That's all she ever wants. So that's how it is in the car. That's how it is at home. And that's how it's going to be on our KX Takeover Hour.
Yeah, people.
I'm Tyler Russell with my wife, Monica, and our daughter, Lily. Lily, you ready to say hi?
Yeah.
Okay, say hi.
No.
That's about run of the mill. So we're playing songs that remind us and telling stories about moments in KX history. That was Steppenwolf for we started the station with Planning Commissioner Rob Zerschmid telling us we had to play that to get approved, and we did. So
I think it was a huge accomplishment for you and for the radio station to even get approved for something like this that you said nobody's ever done before, and why do we need it? Of course, the major question.
Yeah.
We don't. Yeah, no, we do. Absolutely. Because look at what it's done.
We do. And of course, we need public support to keep the radio station alive. We always have from day one. And that does not change. So you can call us here in studio 949-715-KXFM. That's 715-5936. You can go to kxfmradio.org and make a donation. Make sure you select mine, Monica, and Lily's name. Oh, she wants to talk again. She's in it now. She's getting warmed up. All right. The next song we are going to play. So there's a couple like famous photos from the beginning of KX. What are a couple that you remember?
So I remember the station being completely bare, nothing on the walls, you standing sort of in front of the window. There's a really good picture of the El Camino during the new days of, you know. Then there's like really cool pictures of like an antenna. You were on the beach with the antenna, I think, in one of the articles.
I took the entire soundboard down to Pearl Street Beach and later found out how much it cost. But the photographer was insistent that we do something unique. So we went down to it's a big rock on Pearl Street.
Yeah, I think those are really cool pics.
But there's one that I really like that always pops up in my Facebook memory. So you probably know that this radio station was encouraged and driven by my dad's influence. My dad's name is Fletcher. It's Lily's middle name. And I was dissatisfied in my previous radio job and never considered an alternative. And he said, I'll help you go start your own radio station. And that's how we ended up in Laguna. And that's how this ever happened. And so the picture is of him and me on the roof, you know, with our hands on the antenna, which you probably can't do, but we were holding the antenna, smiling big.
I think Billy Freed, I think he captured it the best and said, Fiddler's on the Roof.
Fiddler's on the Roof. Yeah. And people could see us.
Or maybe it was Tommy J.
People could see us from Coast Highway. Like, what's going on up there?
Great pick.
But, you know, this has always been something that defines my family. It's very near and dear to my family. My dad is no longer on our board, but my mom is now president of our board. I met my wife here, of course. Hello, wife.
Hi.
And we had a baby here. So it's
right here.
Very, right here in this room. It's very important to my family. So this one is for you, Dad. Hopefully you're listening from home. This is, and I don't know if I've even done this, right? And he's going to be like, why haven't you done this sooner? This is my dad's band.
So, amongst other things, he's a very talented and accomplished musician. And he's kind of a rock star in life, in business, and also on stage. So play this.
This band is called Squirrel, SQWRL, and the song is Take Your Meds.
Sometimes I need more than keep calm and drive on. Take your meds.
endless rumination for lyric syncopation, carrying the load. My brain wants to explode. Million miles an hour, tearing down the road. Take your meds, take your meds, take your meds. Stay calm and take your meds. Can't escape the voices talking in your head. Nonsense of choices, can't follow the thread. Trying to live life as an absentee. There may be a chance to find reality.
All right, I did not mention this earlier, but we have a plan on this show to bring in special guests who are going to call in.
We could have just said surprises.
Surprise guests.
Anyway, I think it's so cool. Okay, Tyler, who do you have on in the wings?
Laguna's not even going to believe this. Pop
this
quiz.
This is true.
Pop quiz. Who is the one person from days of yore, from KX early days, from the very beginning, that people who've been with us since the beginning always say, man, I miss that guy. Yeah. Whatever happened to?
Mookie.
Mookie! Are you there? Can you hear
I'm
me?
Here. I can. You guys sound amazing. It's a family affair, isn't it, this evening?
It sure is.
It sure is, dude. Hi. It's been a minute.
It really has. We don't talk that often, but occasionally you'll drop me a line, and it's always great to hear from you. When I was there, you were doing mornings, and now you're just there doing the KX takeover.
Yeah,
huh?
Now I just do once a year. That's how it dwindled over the past decade. Well, what do you remember, Mook, about, you know, 2011, 2012, when we started this thing? I won't say because we started this thing along with two other people, Sean and Rudy. What do you remember about that time period?
Well, you had it pretty dialed in even before I arrived, with the studio space and all of the technical support that you needed and everything. So I'm pretty sure I was between radio jobs at the time, and there was a vague job description on the industry trades, and it was, you know, local startup indie rock station in Southern California. So I blindly sort of, you know, sent in my stuff, and sure enough, Tyler calls me, and I drive up to Laguna, and I can't remember if you showed me the studio space first or we met at that Mexican restaurant down the street first.
Yeah, we went to Las Brisas.
Yeah. Right. And the first thing that was striking was, wow, this dude is like pretty young. And he's starting a radio station. But man, we had a great conversation over some tacos. And I think I understood the vision of this community radio station. And sure enough, like you mentioned, me and you and Rudy and who's our guy in Montana now?
Sean.
Yeah, Sean, we launched this thing, and it was amazing how quickly the community sort of embraced the idea of the station. Now, it didn't happen overnight, but obviously we're still on the air. You know, the station's still here, and you can't do it without the community support. It's really remarkable, man.
Perfectly said. Yeah, dude. I will say, you know, I did have a vision for the station. I had a very rough business plan in my head, but there was something major I was missing, and that was just the cool factor that you brought to everything we did. And if it weren't for you and the music you chose early on and the bands you invited to come in studio with us, we wouldn't have exploded the way we did. So I'm always grateful to you, and that's why the town continues to miss you to this day.
Well, you know, now's the time to support. It's all about community radio. I tell people corporate consolidation is everywhere in every aspect in every industry. But, you know, not-for-profit radio stations like this one is so important right now. And if you're in a position to support the station, go online and do it right now. But seeing the studio with literally nothing in it, is real surreal to think about it now, and all the great musicians and all the great DJs who have passed through the studio, dude. I miss the coffee klatch and the orange gin. and The Stand, and man, I made my rounds. I was there for a couple of years, and it was just a wonderful community to be sort of involved in, you know.
Laguna misses you for sure. And I've got a song queued up for you, Mookie. We've got a couple other surprise callers later on. I'm going to play a song for each of them. But if there's one thing I remember about you, it was the joy that you could finally play your favorite band and your favorite album and your favorite song from your favorite album on the radio, which you had never really been able to do before. And if I remember correctly, that's Television's Marquee Moon.
You're 100% correct. How liberating for a DJ to be able to be on the air to play, you know, his or her favorite music, to be able to share music every day with the listening community. It's an amazing thing. So I got to jump back to Daddy Daycare.
I know, dude.
You guys know all about that.
Thank you for calling, Mook.
Let's talk soon. And I wish the station, you know, nothing but the best in the future.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling in. Mookie, everybody. It's KXFM's KX Takeover. We'll talk to you soon, man.
All right. Take care.
All right, this is KXFM, KX Takeover Week. This is Monica Tyler and Lily McCusker, and we have some surprise guests calling in as well as raising money for the station. And so I think we have somebody now on the phone, right? Okay, yeah, we do. So let's see who it is. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, is this Monica?
I've always wanted to say that. Caller, you're on the air. Hi!
What's up? It's Zach.
Zach! Zach.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Hi, Zach.
How are you guys?
We're great. How are you doing?
Good. Do I hear your little girl in there?
Yeah, she's...
That's Zach.
Mm-hmm. It's, she said it's Zach.
So sweet.
No, it's Zach.
It is Zach.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's very bossy. she gets that from Tyler.
Leland and I were in there earlier today for our hour.
Yeah, I tried donating to your show, and I'm going to just have to double check and make sure it went through, but it was so adorable. You guys just, it feels like Leland was here, I think, the sixth day after he was born. I mean, he was just like in this chair with
you. He's a KX baby.
He's a KX baby for sure. There's a few of them out
there. Yep.
Yay. So anyway, Tyler has something to ask you.
Well, I just want you to paint the picture of the early days, Zach, because if you don't know, Zach, of course, worked here. You know, he did middays. He did afternoons for a minute. He did mornings. He co-hosted mornings. He did a bunch of other stuff. But before that, he was just a local musician who I adored, who we had on the show once a year or so, sometimes more. So what do you remember about, like, very early KX?
Wow, yeah, I mean, the first session we had was a Christmas one. Shayna Stabler put me in touch with you, Tyler, and I had no idea because, you know, I was living in Mission Viejo, and I think you were brand new. I think it was like definitely your first year, I want to say, mm-hmm. when I came on air for the first time. So I brought, like, a big group of friends from Saddleback College and the music department, and we did Feliz Navidad. And I remember we had who was your intern at the time from, like,
intern Leo.
We had him playing some percussion, and everybody was singing. It was like a party in there. I had so much fun.
What a good memory!
I just couldn't believe that you guys were right in our backyard. You know, I grew up here, and we'd never had anything like that. It was a big deal.
So here's the surprise I have for you, Zach. I found I found that audio. It's from December 14th, 2012. Indeed, 2 months after we launched the radio station.
Wow.
You were among first people to ever come on the air at all.
Wow.
And it's 2 minutes long, and I'm gonna play it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're getting into the Christmas season. Zach obviously is a very accomplished musician. He's got new music. He's got a new video and single out for his song Bartender. But I couldn't resist playing this 10-year-old
before he gets famous
live
in
studio thing.
It's going back in the vault after this. All right, play it.
All right, here it comes.
All right, vámonos.
You ready?
Vámonos.
Go for it.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Monica only lets me listen to 1 minute of a song, so that's going to be it. But, dude, come on. You sound great.
Wow. That brought me back. That was so much fun. What a great memory. Thank you.
What a voice, Zach. I mean, even in 2012, man.
I was a baby.
I've just got to hand it to ourselves for keeping all that stuff archived on the website all this time. It's taken a lot of people and a lot of different incarnations of the website to pull that off, but stuff is on there from 2012, which is so cool.
Yeah. Another
major accomplishment. That's amazing. Do you remember, like, that same year I also, like, bought an ad space to, I don't know, like, to surprise Arena?
Yeah.
As
yes, I do. Oh, man, I had totally forgotten that. Yeah,
good
those
time.
Were the good old days. Well, we love you, man, and we thank you for taking time to call in, and we're grateful for your contributions to the station
Absolutely,
over the years.
Absolutely, Zach. Thank you for everything you've helped us accomplish over the years. We love you.
No, thank you, guys. I love you, too, and Leland loves you guys. Thank you.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Bye.
We've got another caller, another OG KXer who's probably got plenty of yarns to spin. Who do we have on the phone?
Hi, guys. Billy Freed, Laguna Talks, calling in.
Oh, the Funkadelic himself. What's up?
Hey, now. Well, I was just hiking down Dartmoor watching the sunset over Catalina, and I'm listening to you guys and community radio, and I just got chills, man. It's so cool.
Aww.
I'm glad you called, Billy. I actually had to give you an FCC violation for what you did last week on your show. Just kidding.
Oh, what did I do?
No, seriously, he actually got scared.
He got scared.
Nah.
Well, that relates to the stories, my memories of the early days of the station. That's a good segue because right before my show, which is Laguna Talks, was a guy who won't be mentioned but had a show where he featured live musicians and live music. And one time I came down, and as I was driving down the hill for my show, I heard one of these musicians drop an F-bomb. Ooh. And no sooner had I set foot in the studio than there was the sheriff himself, Tyler, marches in there and says, if that ever happens again, I'm going to shut the show down. And we're like, wow, that's pretty intense. 2 weeks later, he has another band on, F-bombs galore. I walk into the studio, and I'm like, I'm ready. There's going to be carnage here. I'm going to step into the recording studio and shut the door because I don't want to even be hit by any of the fallout here. And sure enough, 2 minutes later, Tyler comes in and shuts the entire show down because, you know, those early days, you were really under the threat from the help me out here.
Yeah, the FCC and Village Laguna, those two entities I was under threat from.
Yeah. And then I remember asking you, Tyler, hey, why don't you just buy us a delay button? And you said, because you guys aren't smart enough to know how to use it.
I've definitely softened up a little bit in my 30s, Billy, just so you know.
I don't know.
Well, listen, you ran it with an iron ship. You had to make iron fist. You had to make sure this thing was run the right way because there's a lot of people out there that always want to take you down. And I'm just grateful that I'm able to do both interview Laguna legends and build up an audio, let's say, repository of these times of interesting people that live here. And at the same time, play funk music. I mean,
Absolutely.
What local radio station gets to play funk? You know, people don't realize that James Brown was born in Laguna Beach.
What? All right,
I'm
my
just
pen
kidding.
Just dropped. Oh, you're going to kill me. I'm just kidding.
I was speechless because that was not
my... He learned to surf here.
But he should have been.
He learned to surf here. That's cool.
Yeah, he should have been. First place of funk. Well, you guys, I'm going to donate $100 on your behalf.
Oh, Billy. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm on. Well, thanks for making it happen. I appreciate this show. I appreciate you guys. And I definitely appreciate Lily and her golden pipes.
Thank you, man. We're really
Thank
grateful
you.
To you. Very briefly, something you taught me, Billy, early on is that the identity of this station was going to morph and it was going to evolve by way of the volunteers that we had. And I you told me something early on that I could really never expect or predict what this would eventually become. And I had to kind of let the reins go a little bit to watch the volunteers take it into you know, another dimension, which you guys did. So thank you for helping teach me that.
It just, oh, thank you, Tyler. It just speaks to the amazing talent that lives in these hills, you know, and so many people with deep music experience bringing their voices to radio, which can't do in the corporate world. So it's a real gift to this town that you were able to launch this thing and give voice to all these talented people.
Yep,
well, that's a perfect segue to this song. We're going to play Joe Cocker's With a Little Help from My Friends and come back here on KX Takeover, KXFM, Monica, Tyler, and Lily.
See you guys.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you
Tyler, it looks like we've gotten a lot of help from our friends tonight. I walked out to get some water. I found out that we're at a hefty donation limit. We have to thank Fletcher McCusker, Pops, a.k.a. Lily's Pops, with a donation. And I think we got him with that song.
We finally played Squirrel and he gave us a donation.
It only took, how long has the station been around?
Yeah, almost 10 years. Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. Our wonderful neighbor, Kevin Strass. What's up, Kevin? He donated.
What up, Kevin?
And then Cindy O'Brand, whom we have to mention later.
Yep.
And then you have a friend named Aaron Llewellyn.
Yeah.
He donated as well.
Friend from Chapman. I'm helping them with Chapman Radio right now,
so
actually.
Our fundraiser is live on Facebook. It's going to be up until Giving Tuesday. We have a link to that on our social media. But we're also taking donations to the website. My half-sister, listening over in New York, just donated. So thank you, Lisa Perez.
Awesome.
And a few more. So we'll go ahead and get
so what are we
updated.
At? Like 1,200, 1,300 bucks? Something
you
like that?
You are good.
Yeah, I'm good at guessing numbers.
Yeah, we're 1,205.
All right. Well, Monica, who does this song remind you of that we're coming out of here?
Joe Cocker, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I love me some Joe Cocker. I always say Crocker, but it's Cocker. And that raspy voice, that note that he hits in that just like deep in back of your throat. I always told our old, I guess, workmate.
Colleague.
That he sounded just like him. And I don't know if he got that in his head one day to do.
You do come up with a lot of good business ideas. But we'll
do
have
a little
to see
something,
in a second.
Something. I'm not going to take credit for it. However, it reminds me of Jason Fetty.
Well, let's see. If I have him on the phone, Jason Fetty, everybody.
I have him on the phone.
Oh, it's so good to hear you.
It's that voice.
Oh, I'm feeling particularly raspy tonight.
Age has done wonders to your vocal cords there. I haven't heard you speak in a while.
I know. I'm still alive. And I remember the day, the moment that Monica had this idea to do this KX Takeover friend thing. And I remember that everybody's jaws dropped. It was just a brilliant idea, Monica. This is cool.
I really want to take full credit, but I was just the executioner of a really great idea. And thank you so much for saying that. I really like that Jason used to call me brilliant all the time, so I would try to come up with more ideas. Thank you so much for that.
Well,
management skills for you.
Jason, people probably weren't sure they'd see the day, but here we are talking on KXFM airwaves once again.
I know. This is actually a more, I don't know, gentlemanly hour of the day than we used to do, because we used to have to get up very early in the morning. This is very nice. I'm out walking the dog. Maybe we should start. Let's do it all again.
But at 5 o'clock.
But in the evening.
5 o'clock in the evening.
Tea
yeah.
time.
Yeah, we both struggled.
Those are the golden days. Those are the great days, the early days. KXFM, I know you've gone on to do great things, but those are really, you know, those are the early days. It was fun.
Yeah, there's different, you know, different eras of the bandmates, if you will, that made up this radio station, and that was definitely a really special one for a few years there. And we had something really cool that fortunately is all archived on the website. So if we ever want to remind ourselves how much we like ourselves, we can just go listen to it.
No one more than you guys.
Yeah, those were good days because we didn't know what we were doing. You know, it was fantastic. That's always great for anything, any early, you know, the beginnings of anything are great because nobody knows what they're doing. Hopefully the new people that are in charge now, that hopefully they have no idea what they're doing either.
Yeah, that's the rite of passage here. You're given the keys with next to little knowledge, and
that's
you basically
right.
have to figure it out.
Yeah.
Well,
lots of confidence, lots of optimism. It's great.
Tell everybody what you're up to. I know you've got a show coming up that you want to talk about. What, you know, what have the last few years been like for Jason Fetty and Mrs. Pickles and Ava?
Well, I moved on to pursue other opportunities, but I really didn't know what was going to happen. I just, you know, it was just time to do something else, and it just turned out there was lots to do. I did a show with pretty soon after I left the station. I did a show with Rita Rudner in New York for, I don't know, a couple of months, and I've been writing for TV, and I've been just that's what I wanted to talk about. So the Joe Cocker thing. I have a band, a Joe Cocker band called Mad Dogs and the Englishmen.
Mm.
I got a call this morning from the coach house. We got a gig on the 29th, and I think they thought I was just a ticket buyer. I'd been at the last show, and the guy says to me, "Hi, I'm calling from the coach house. I'd like you to buy a ticket for My Dog Bit an Englishman." I swear to God, that's what he said.
The new one man show.
I'm like, "My dog bit a." He goes, "Just kidding. It's Jason Fetty." Anyway, so yeah, we want to sell tickets. We're right. It's the show. The next show is at the Coach House, 29th of December. So right between Christmas and New Year. And the band, if you haven't seen it, we've played at the Festival of Arts, lots of places around town. But if you haven't seen it, is pretty amazing. We've got guys in the band that were at Live Aid, you know,
wow.
And not just, and they weren't just drunk at Live Aid. They were actually playing.
Wow.
And it's really a super band. So. Between Christmas and New Year, if you feel like coming at the Coach House, Mad Dogs and the Englishman. Thank you for allowing me to plug that heavily.
That's the one thing we've always been good for is free press here at KXFM.
Well,
so it still
thank
exists.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yep.
And then, you know, Ava and I were still doing our Shakespeare's Fool show. I was hoping that Ava would come on with me, like, and we could do like a double date thing. But she's doing an audition right now for some TV thing.
Oh, wow.
She's an actress, you know. So we've got this Shakespeare show that's really coming to its own. It's fantastic. And we're going to do it at the Laguna Beach Cultural Arts Centre. That's a place that I'd like to plug. Fantastic place downtown, run by our old friend Rick Conkey. And, that'll be good fun too. So lots of, you know, really the thing, Tyler, Monica, is for an artist, you just got to do a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And then if something falls by the wayside, okay, well, you're all right. You're still afloat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the deal, really.
Well, I want to say thank you for making the mark you did on the radio station. It's really nice, you know, nowadays to think about it in such a fond way and remember how special it was and remember, you know, just think about what it would be if you had never graced its presence. So
yeah, I couldn't even think of that.
You know what, you guys, it was so important to me in my career. I've been working all day at the computer, and all the skills that I now have in terms of organizing my artistic life it's all because of what I learned at the station. So I couldn't be more grateful to you. I don't know what I'd be doing now if I hadn't had that incredibly educational and just a very important experience for me.
Look at that.
And I was an old guy when I got to the station, you know. So really important. And I could not be more grateful. So thanks, Ty. Thank you, Monica.
Good
luck,
Jason.
To you.
So
I'm going to give a donation.
Oh, wow.
I don't I'd rather give it to one of the guys that's not really doing so well, though.
Okay, we'll make sure it goes to a good place.
You know me, I'm an old socialist. No, I'm gonna give a donation. I'll do it anonymously and whatever, but I am going to do a donation.
That's awesome.
Just so important.
Let me ring the bell.
Thank you, Jason. That's so incredibly cool of you. Thank you.
So we're gonna play a song to wrap up our conversation here. Again, if I do say so myself, we did some cool things on the air on our morning show.
Yeah, you did.
Which was called Daily Scramble Live for most of its time. And one of those things is Jason Fetty sings The Police Blotter, where he would pick up an acoustic guitar and painstakingly write a song every week from a usually funny story that would happen in our local newspapers. It's definitely, I think, some of the greatest work you've ever done.
Absolute genius. The most fun
I've ever had. And, you know, sometimes I love to go back and listen to these. So we're going to play one of these songs. And Jason, could you just tell us what you remember about the song Grapes, at least the background of the song, if you do remember?
Grapes. I have no idea.
He often would write the songs the night before.
I tell you what I remember about this song. I remember about all of those songs is you would stick your head around the door on a Tuesday and go, what are you going to do this week? And I go, leave me alone. And then it'd be Wednesday. What are you going to do this week? I'll leave you alone. And then it'd be Thursday. And I just haven't done it. And I'm such a procrastinator. And then I'd go, oh, God, I've got to do this thing. And it'd be like Thursday night. And I know it's, you know. And this was a story about somebody's neighbor had stolen grapes off their vine in their house in Laguna. And that's all it was. That's all it was.
That's the whole thing.
And most people, like, that's the crime. Thank God. That is the level of crime in Laguna, really, really.
And that was the kind of the joke, right? That we have crime to sing about.
Oh, the whining that goes on, the city arts, the council meetings, and whatever, and it's in the paper, in the Independent. People whining on about, and this was the hilarious, because it was scraping the barrel. Somebody had gone to the cops because they knew that their neighbor, had stolen grapes from their vine.
And with that, we shall play it. Jason Fetty, nice to talk to you, man. And thank you so much for calling.
Talk to you.
Bye, Jason. Yeah, thank you so much.
Croon the news. Jason sings The Police Blotter now.
Lower Cliff Drive, a street in Laguna. Reporting party suspects that a known female has been removing grapes from reporting party's property. Known female.
All right, so that's it, huh?
That's it. That's the story. In my yard up on Cliff Drive, I had some grapes that I kept alive. Somehow it all came undone. I turned around, my grapes was gone. Turned around, my grapes was gone. I had some grapes and it was delicious. The way you look at them makes me suspicious. So swollen and succulent. I think I know where my grapes went. I think I know where my grapes went. It's a small town and I see your face. I seen you hanging around my place. The way you look at my Cabernet. I know you and you stole my grapes. I know you and you stole my grapes. I know you and you stole my grapes.
Is it over?
That's it. Thank you.
Wait, what was... What's the tune of that? What is that?
Da, 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 ba, do, de, da,
yeah, what is
I
that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't mind other guys dancing with my girl. That's fine. I know them all pretty well. But I know sometimes I must get out. Sometimes I feel
I'm remembering how to do the radio. I remember.
This is so awkward.
I remember.
But you're doing a good job, Tyler.
Thank you, Monica. I am Tyler. This is KX Takeover, KXFM 104.7, formerly 93.5, no longer. KXFMradio.org is where you can make donations to various KX Takeover hosts. There's one more day tomorrow, but it goes all the way through Giving Tuesday of next week,
right,
when you can make donations.
Yeah, donations are 100% tax deductible, people. We're a nonprofit radio station, so all donations not only are going to a great cause, we are trying to buy a new transmitter for the station. It's desperately needed, but it's also a nice little gift for yourself because it's tax deductible.
Well, someone just texted in and said, this show is awesome, so fun. And then in response to the Jason conversation we just had, this person said, OMG, the best moment of the entire effort, heartfelt and real. I won't tell you who that person is because we're about to talk about that person. But first we have to
Talk about that song we just played and why.
Radio term, Backsell, The Kids Are All Right by The Who. And we chose that because of, again, we're trying to highlight some important moments and efforts the station has done over nearly a decade. And one of our favorite things, and I have you to thank for really pushing us to the next level of doing this sort of stuff. One of our favorite things we ever did was how involved we were with our local kids.
Yes.
And just off the top of my head, just a brief list. We broadcasted every high school football game, and we have for almost a decade, the only FM radio station in Southern California still that does that, and that's all the Laguna games. We have done an emergency preparedness day at our local schools.
Elementary schools, that's right.
Yep, teaching them how to operate a crank radio, which is really cool. We've gone and we've read stories you to guys, the kids at
yep,
the schools.
Yep, that's right. You and Jason did Read Across America a few years and read Dr. Seuss books and other fun rhyming books to the kids, and introduced yourself as, you know, the guys on the radio, and really, I think, fostered your new audience. You know, you wanted them to listen to the radio station. It was their radio station. And so that was really cool because they loved it.
Yeah. We've had a ton of interns from the high school that have actually been really valuable contributors to the station.
Yep. Still family to this day.
And my favorite is we launched a radio camp 6 or 7 years ago that we still continue to do. I'm really passionate about instilling a love for broadcasting in the current generation that really doesn't care that much about radio. But when we get them behind a microphone and we get them in this studio, they leave caring about it.
Absolutely.
And we continue to do that every summer. So that's why we play The Kids Are All Right.
I think they're going to be okay.
I think they're going to be all right as
well. As long as they have radio in their community. So people support their radio station.
So we've only got a little bit of time left. We're going to just transition here into our next KX moment in history. And I'm going to let you take the lead on this one.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd happily take this one. So thinking about some of the major accomplishments we did for the station itself. But then sometimes you have to step outside of the box and you got to do what's really, I think, beneficial for the whole town. Or sometimes we have to bring people together. And I think the year was 2014 or 15? Maybe it was 16. And it was
I think it was 16.
It was a tumultuous time politically. And we really needed to get behind something. And it was the Women's March that we were asked to sponsor. And I think at first everyone was reluctant. I would say everyone, but every man was reluctant. And I was like, absolutely, yes, we are. And it was championed by a specific person. And this person obviously championed many things and accomplishments and goals for the station. But it ended up being really important for the town. And it was like really well attended. I can't remember the attendance, but it was,
thousands.
I think people will always remember that day, and they'll always remember the affiliation the station had. And women got up on stage and we, you know, cheered. We like talked, we said important things, but we also, in that moment, really solidified our stance in town and how important we are and these issues are. And the radio station backing that up, I think, made us really feminine friendly.
And the person we have to thank for that, among many other things, is Ida May. We call her our fairy godmother. She hosts Radio Neighboring still to this day, even though she's tried to quit 6 times.
She
continues to host Radio Neighboring.
We will do anything.
With a little extra help these days, but she hosts it still.
To keep her.
She was among the first meetings I ever had about this radio station. She is the person responsible for gifting us the idea for this, for KX Takeover.
Absolutely, 100%.
They did it KOTO, KODO, and Telluride over there, and to great success. And the Silver Tongue Award, that's her moniker.
Yes.
So that all comes from Cindy, from Ida Mae. So we're going to play a song for you, Ida Mae.
I hope you're listening.
And we really thought you'd like this. We won't play the whole thing because we have to finish a couple more songs. But this is called, by Elizabeth Cook, Sometimes It Takes Balls to Be a Woman.
Sometimes it takes balls to be a woman. Standing up to a test.
Heard that song until today, but it just felt very Ida Mae.
Yeah, we had to play a little bit of twang. If anybody's not familiar with Radio Neighboring, it's twang, country, and a little bit of bluegrass that she plays and rocks it every Saturday morning. And I think it was just perfect.
Yeah. Okay, so that's that. Couple more songs left. KX Takeover with Tyler and Monica, going through some of the station's history by way of music and stories. So I wanted to, as always, because, you know, my favorite accomplishment, if I do say so myself, mm-hmm. is getting concerts to happen again in Irvine Bowl.
Oh, absolutely.
That's my favorite thing I did. Again, I gotta throw props to Fletch for that one as well, because I'll never forget he called me. I was standing in my kitchen making pasta like I did in my bachelor life. And he goes, Beach Boys, September 27th, Irvine Bowl. I was like, what? And he goes, I got him. I got the Beach Boys. I was like, okay, we're going for it. But I've played the Beach Boys on nearly every KX Takeover show we've ever done. So Monica said I couldn't. And you have to listen to your wife.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
I'm not playing it. So you instead, here, we're just going to play a couple minutes of, this is kind of interesting.
Okay, tell the story about how you got even into the Irvine Bowl. You just like breezed over
it,
that.
I have to tell it so quickly.
It's so accomplished.
In 2004, the last show to ever happen in Irvine Bowl happened, and it was Jack Johnson. And Jack Johnson was too loud, which is hilarious because it's Jack Johnson. And all the neighbors complained, and Irvine Bowl was shut down forever. And it wasn't until I came with the Beach Boys. Well, actually, it's more like, hey, we'd like to use the Irvine Bowl. And they're like, no, use the Festival of Arts. And we're like, fine. So we did the first year. Mm-hmm. And the next year we came back, we said, we still would really like to use the bowl. And they're like, nah, I don't think so. We're like, we have the Beach Boys. And they were like, okay, fine, go ahead. And we did. So that's what broke the curse. Anyway, we're not going to play the Beach Boys or Nancy Wilson or Eric Burden or Kenny Loggins. We're going to play Jack Johnson and see once and for all if he's too loud for Laguna Beach.
Well, he's not too loud, but he sure is cool. And thanks for leaving the path for us.
Impossible, they forgot. This world keeps spinning, and with each new day I can feel a change in everything. And as the surface breaks, reflections fade, but in some ways they remain the same. And as my mind begins to spread its wings, there's no stopping curiosity. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone.
It was called the Moonshine Music and Arts Festival. I just remembered that was the festival in 03 or 04 that started the curse of Irvine Bowl. And I am committed still to continuing to break that curse in the future. I promise you, Laguna, I'll still find ways to put on shows in there.
Awesome.
We have to wrap up. I'm Tyler Russell McCusker. There you go. Now you've heard my last name. And that's my wife, Monica McCusker. And we are really grateful to be asked back and to be able to contribute to this radio station that indeed, you know, quote unquote, I founded. But there were so many other people, more people involved with the founding and with the success of this radio station. And I wouldn't have been able to do it without any of them, including yourself, babe.
Well, thank you so much. And I echo that. I love these volunteers and these hosts and musicians who have come into the station like family. You guys haven't heard from Lily in quite a while because she is being cradled by her Uncle Ed outside, who is just falling right back into it like he has not missed a beat. So.
And let me just add, Lily doesn't like to be held. And
Ed's
out there just rocking her. She's 2.5. Like, she wants to run all over the place.
Very independent.
And somehow he's snatched her up. And that transitions into us saying, you know, the staff of this station has always been family. Even in its different groups of people that we've been involved with, for us, they're all family. And Monica and I would not have been able to leave with good conscience if we weren't turning it over to our family.
Completely competent, smart, brilliant, talented. All the attributes you can think of and dream of. We were really fortunate to be able to hand it over in such good hands.
So we want to say thank you to Alyssa and Ed and Erica and all the volunteers that lasted even longer than we did, who have been here since day one.
That's right, actually.
Some of them have lasted longer than us. And
and the new ones who've come on and have taken on those responsibilities to carry this radio station and all the things that we've done for the town into the, I guess, future.
Yeah. I had to launch our last song because we're running out of time, but just one quick last thing. We intend to make a $500 donation.
Ding, 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 ding.
Which brings our total to 16 or 17 or something, trying to reach that $60,000 goal. Monica, what's our last song?
Simply, goodbye to you.
Because I wanted to buy too much to never let you go. You know you never got by your fear to choose, and I guess I never could stand to lose. It's such a pity to say goodbye to you. Now goodbye to you. Could I ever love someone like the one I see in you? I remember the good times, baby, now, and the bad times too. It's not the same.